Welcome to this subscriber-only audio guide from Magic Towns Italy. Each guide is built using hundreds of original data points and real feedback from people who've made the move. Thanks for supporting our work and enjoy the journey.
Today, we are going to unpack a fascinating look at an Italian city, specifically Bergamo, in this subscriber-only Magic Towns Italy audio guide crafted especially for expats and retirees. Our mission is to go beyond the usual tourist stuff and understand what this city is really like, especially if you are considering making a life there.
Everything from the history and geography, right through to the nitty-gritty of infrastructure, healthcare, housing, and even just the feel of daily life there. We will walk through it all, trying to give you that insider perspective.
So let us dive into this guide and see what makes Bergamo appealing, but maybe also a bit challenging for expats.
Let us start with the basics. Where is it? In Lombardy, right at the edge of the Alpine foothills, a gateway to the Alps. And that location means the landscape nearby is really varied. You have got the wide, flat Po Valley stretching out, and then the Roby Alps starting to rise up. It is quite scenic.
So mountains and plains both close by. Sounds like a great setting. And it is not stuck out in the middle of nowhere, is it?
It is only about 40 kilometers northeast of Milan. That is a key point. You are close enough to tap into a huge city, but you are living somewhere having a totally different rhythm.
And the history there feels, well, ancient.
Oh, yes. It traces Bergamo's story through different layers, Celtic settlement, then a Roman outpost, periods under the Lombards, the Visconti. But the guide really puts a spotlight on its time under the Republic of Venice, calling it the Golden Age.
Venice, that makes sense with the incredible city walls. What, 75 feet high and UNESCO listed? That is history you can literally touch.
Absolutely. Those walls as this monumental legacy from the Venetian era, they are not just old rocks. They physically define the Città Alta, the upper town, preserving that medieval feel.
Something else about its history, more recent Italian history.
Yes, Bergamo's role in Italy's unification, referring to it as the City of the Thousand. Città di Mille.
Because it sent the most volunteers for Garibaldi's campaign, more than any other Italian city.
Factoid, it is framed as evidence of this really strong local spirit, a community pride that is still alive and kicking today.
Now, the source makes a really big deal about Bergamo's layout. This idea of it being split in two, it seems pretty fundamental.
It really is maybe its most unique feature. You have got the Città Alta, the upper town, medieval, dramatic, sitting up on the hill, inside those massive Venetian walls we mentioned. And then below, spreading out on the plains, is the Città Bassa, the lower town, more modern, more dynamic.
Okay, so upper and lower. Distinct vibes.
Yeah.
But how do you get between them? Is it a hassle?
Good question. They are seamlessly connected by funiculars. That is crucial. It means despite the hill and the different atmospheres, getting between the history up top and the modern life below is actually pretty easy.
That connection is important then. So you can easily experience both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
This physical split mirrors the feel of each area. That is core to the city's character. The Città Alta keeps its medieval charm, old buildings, piazzas, feels like stepping back a bit. Città Bassa is where you find the contemporary stuff, shops, businesses, modern living. This duality is central to the Bergamo experience.
The source describes daily life there as having this relaxed, inviting pace, even calling it a delightful escape from the hustle of Milan or Rome.
It is painted as this nice mix, historic and modern, just like the city itself. The lower town is buzzing during the week. That is where the work, the errands, the practical side of life happen, while the upper town is more as a picturesque retreat, maybe quieter during the main workday.
So maybe work and shopping down below, then head up top for dinner, a walk, soak in the history.
That seems to be the vibe, and it really highlights how weekends draw you outdoors. The hills right around the city are mentioned specifically for hiking and cycling, easy escapes into nature.
That sounds like a big plus, that nature connection.
Definitely. And the guide notes, Lakes Como and Iseo are not far either, just a short trip. So you have got lakeside options too. And that classic Italian stroll through town, a key local thing, very much part of the rhythm.
Local culture. Events suggest there is more going on than just the daily grind.
Yeah, a calendar with some distinctive events. The burning of the old woman.
Burning an old woman to banish evil, bring lightheartedness. That sounds incredibly unique.
The source describes the city center turning into this lively scene, color, music, laughter. It seems like one of those deeply rooted local traditions that really gives a place character, blending old rituals with modern fun.
What is the culinary scene like?
Oh, a rich culinary scene defined by traditional dishes, which is great. Things like cassoncelli alla bergamasca, that is a local stuffed pasta, and polenta taragna, a hearty polenta made with buckwheat too. Sounds very Northern Italian.
Traditional comforting stuff. And that amazing fun fact, Bergamo is where stracciatella gelato was born.
Yes, a key point of local pride, apparently. The dining scene is not just traditional though. You will find those classic trattoria, especially up in Città Alta. But Città Bassa has more modern spots, even Michelin-starred places like Villa Elena.
From rustic local dishes to fancy dining, plus the home of stracciatella. Food sounds important there.
Yeah.
And another little detail, took tours around the walls.
For a breezy ride along the fortifications. That suggests a city that has fun with its history. Okay, let us pivot to the core question for anyone listening who is thinking of moving there. What is the expat experience like? The source calls Bergamo a well-kept secret, suggesting it offers that slower pace, that high quality of life people often want in Italy, especially compared to, say, Milan.
That sounds really appealing. But the source is also pretty upfront about potential challenges, right?
Yeah.
What is it flagged for expats to be aware of?
A big one is that Bergamo is described as less multicultural and diverse than places like Milan or Rome. International food options and communities are limited.
Right. So if you are coming from London or New York and expect that same huge international mix, Bergamo might feel different, require adjustment.
Exactly. And linked to that, social integration can be gradual. It suggests this might be partly because locals have not had as much exposure to diverse cultures as people in the big hubs. Then there is bureaucracy. The source calls it inefficient and at times frustrating. No huge surprise for Italy. Maybe you know, expect it in Bergamo too. And here is a major point. Mastering Italian is key, not just for getting by, like shopping or dealing with paperwork, but essential for building real relationships, understanding the culture, and really fitting into that strong community vibe. It is not just nice to have, it is fundamental.
Those who embrace the local language and customs find themselves increasingly welcomed into better, strong, close-knit community. So unlocking that community feel, which is listed as a strength, seems heavily dependent on your language effort. But despite flagging these potential hurdles, the source does not paint a bleak picture overall. It concludes that expat life there is rewarding. It talks about combining Italian culture with a sense of security and calm, and that slower pace gives you time to actually enjoy things, the markets, the arts, the scenery, the drama.
Strengths: high quality healthcare, efficient transport, good air quality, solid economy, strong community spirit.
And weaknesses just as clearly. Those healthcare gaps for specialized stuff, transport, maybe less frequent off-peak, and the dreary winter's note, the language barrier potential, and tourist crowds, especially in Cinta Alta during high season. It gives you a very balanced perspective, straight from the source.
Okay, let us dig into the practical stuff. Infrastructure. Overall infrastructure score of 77 out of 100. That sounds pretty decent.
It highlights robust connectivity, starting with airports. Bergamo is right next to Oriol Serio Airport. You probably know it as Milan Bergamo.
Ah, yes, the big Ryanair base. Connects everywhere in Europe. Cheap flights.
Exactly. Just 5 kilometers away, an 11-minute drive, third busiest in Italy, over 13 million passengers. Major Ryanair hub, yes, but connects beyond Europe to Dubai and Cairo, gets an airport connectivity score of 7. Then there's Milan Linate, about a 31-minute drive, also connectivity score of 7, more focused on European routes, United Kingdom flights, key hub for ITA Airways, Rome, Paris, London, and so on.
Okay, so really good airport options, especially for budget European travel via Oreo, and Linate covers other bases. What about trains? Is the rail network good?
Bergamo has 2 stations. The main one is Stazione di Bergamo. It is a key station on the Milaneco line and connected to Bergamo. You can get direct trains from there to major cities, Milan, Brescia, Verona, Venice, even Florence. Operators are mainly Trenitalia and regional lines, but the source points out no Italo high-speed trains directly from Bergamo itself.
Right, so easy to get to big cities, but not necessarily on the fastest possible trains from Bergamo. You would probably need to hop over to Milan for the really high-speed stuff across Italy.
That seems to be the case. Departures are listed as frequent, every half hour or hourly, mainly regional trains.
Got it. Solid regional rail, good connections nearby, but Milan is the gateway for high-speed. The source mentions the A4 highway, too, for driving. How about getting around in Bergamo?
Efficient public transport connects Bergamo to major cities, echoing the good train and airport access. But public transport within the city may be less frequent during off-peak hours. So good during the day, maybe, but evenings or Sundays might need planning. However, walkability is rated walker's paradise. So getting around on foot, especially in the older parts, sounds great.
And internet, super important these days, especially for work. Reliable? Fast?
Broadband is generally reliable. Average download 218 megabits, upload 116 megabits. The caveat, though, is speeds may fluctuate during peak usage times.
Reliable generally, but maybe not rock sideline peak speeds all the time. Sounds fine for most people, probably.
And the source provides this huge list of amenities within 10 kilometers. Gives you a real sense of density. Almost 100 auto repair places, over 100 bars, nearly 140 cafes, over 280 restaurants, almost 200 shopping centers, over 60 supermarkets, all close by. Plus tons of cultural stuff, 111 hiking trails, 348 historical sites, 100 museums, 88 parks, and basics like dentists, pharmacies, even 2 golf courses nearby.
Wow, that is a lot packed into a small area. Seems like you would not have to go far for anything. And it mentioned nearby nature spots too, like a beach and mountains.
Yes, Altracoltini Beach, 33 minutes drive, noted for excellent water quality. And Montipura Salvino Mountain Resort, 36 minutes drive. So easy access to lake fun and mountain activities is definitely part of the package, according to the source. All right, healthcare, always a big one, especially for retirees considering a move. The source assigns Bergamo and healthcare score 50.
And we touched on this. Thai quality healthcare service is a definite plus, but then healthcare options can be limited for specialized treatments.
More detail on the Lombardy region system. It shows moderate efficiency overall, but crucially, hospital care specifically performs above the national average. So the care you get in the hospitals is generally rated well. Managing heart failure and dealing with bone fractures, things where performance is particularly strong. But then it highlights specific areas where performance is significantly below national averages. Minimally invasive breast cancer surgery and how quickly they respond if someone is readmitted after a heart attack. Elective surgery stays are mid-range. Emergency heart attack care is okay, but could be better.
So you have got really good access nearby for everyday stuff, general hospital care, and they excel in certain areas, but for some very specific complex procedures or maybe super rapid response in niche situations, the data implies you might need to look further afield, maybe Milan for that top-tier specialized care.
The local setup is competent for most things, even serious ones, but has identified gaps in those highly specialized areas mentioned. Access itself is great, though. 65 hospitals and clinics within 10 kilometers. The main hospital, just an 8-minute drive.
What about general safety, like environmental risks, earthquakes, floods? The source data suggests it is a relatively low-risk place for those things. Seismic risk is rated moderate to low. Landslide risk affects 0% of the population. Flood risk only 5%, so not major widespread threats. Road safety looks okay too. Accident rate is 10 per 10,000 people, and car insurance costs are a touch below the national average.
Those numbers definitely feed into that sense of security and calm the source mentioned earlier as a positive. Okay, let us talk housing and money. Where might you live? How much does it cost? Housing availability as high. That is good news.
Availability is always a plus. Source gives averages. A 2-bed apartment in Sitabasa, the lower town, averages around 1,200 euros a month, but if you want that historic charm up in Sita Alta, the source says prices can exceed 1,800 euros per month for something similar. The overall average rental price citywide was 11.8 euros per square meter as of April 2025.
Right. So living in the beautiful old town definitely costs significantly more.
Clearly. That divide impacts housing costs directly. For the general cost of living beyond rent, Bergamo is relatively affordable compared to larger cities, and specifically Milan, but it can be relatively high compared to other Italian cities.
So it is in that middle ground, cheaper than Milan, definitely, but maybe pricier than a small town down south.
Estimates for monthly costs excluding rent, groceries for one person, 200 to 300 euros a month. Utilities, electricity, water, gas, around 150 to 180 euros a month. So total living costs before rent estimated between 350 and 480 euros monthly seems pretty reasonable based on that affordability comparison.
But for families, schools are obviously vital. What about education options in and around Bergamo?
There are several respected international schools in Bergamo or nearby. Gives families options if they want an international curriculum. It lists 4 specific ones.
Okay, what are they?
First, right in Bergamo, the International School of Bergamo offers the full international baccalaureate program. Second, also in the city, the English International School of Bergamo, bilingual, uses the Cambridge curriculum, big focus on English. Third is the Canadian School of Milan, that is about 40 kilometers away, so a commute, offers Canadian, British, and Italian curricula at primary, then IB for secondary. And fourth, the International School of Como, also a commute, noted as the only full IB continuum school in Como for kids aged 2 to 18.
So international choices exist, two right there, two needing a drive. What about the local public schools in Bergamo? How do they rate according to the source's data.
This source provides average rankings based on Ministry of Education data. And it is a bit strange. For all criteria, Bergamo's public schools fall into the bottom 50% nationally. But looking only at standardized tests, they ranked much better, in the top 40%. So that suggests maybe the overall environment or resources put them lower nationally, but the students themselves actually perform quite well academically. That is an important distinction for parents looking at the public system. The source also lists the sheer number of local schools physically in town. 22 primary, 19 kindergartens, 9 comprehensive, plus various high schools, scientific, technical, classical, and 5 higher education institutes. So plenty of schools physically present.
What is the climate like?
A distinct mix of moderately cold winters and warm, pleasant summers. Generally positive tone, ample sunlight, occasional snowfall. That is charming, gentle temperatures.
That sounds nice and balanced. Hang on, the summary list had dreary winters with overcast skies and rain as a con. How do those fit together?
Right. This is where the specific data adds crucial nuance. While the general feel might be temperate, the data shows precipitation is high in the 70th to 80th percentile. Sunshine is below average. Snowfall is average. Average temps range from -1.5 degrees Celsius in winter to 27.4 degrees in summer. So what that data really tells you is, yes, temps are mild, but expect quite a bit of rain and, importantly, less sun than average. Winter note likely reflects that combo. Higher rain, less sun, temperate, yes, but also potentially quite damp and gray in winter.
Okay, that makes more sense. Balances the general description with the data. How about air quality?
Source gives it an air quality rating of 82, describes it as generally conducive to comfortable living, breaks it down. Particulates, PM10, PM25, and ozone are fair, but nitrogen and sulfur dioxide are rated good.
So not perfect, but mostly good.
Yeah, and the source specifically notes better performance in controlling nitrogen and sulfur dioxide levels, suggesting those are particularly clean aspects. It concludes, the air quality supports an active outdoor lifestyle with minimal concerns related to air pollution. And that is listed as a key strength too. So pulling it all together, the source sums up Bergamo as a city that really blends its historic charm with modern living, making it sound attractive for expats and retirees alike.
Based on everything the source has shown us, the good, the bad, the practical details, who does it seem Bergamo would be ideal for? Yeah. And maybe who would not find it the right fit?
It seems perfect for someone seeking that high quality of life, specifically wanting a slower pace than you would find in, say, Milan or Rome. It looks good for people who are proactive, willing to put in the effort to integrate, especially with the language, into what sounds like potentially a very strong local community. The access to nature, hills, lakes, it makes it great for outdoorsy types. A solid infrastructure, transport, airports, general healthcare, ticks practical boxes. On the flip side, it might be less ideal if your top priority is a huge, ready-made, diverse international scene, or if you need extensive global food or shopping right there. The mention of limited nightlife might make it less appealing for younger people focused on that. And critically, if you are not up for seriously learning Italian, integration looks tough. And if you hate crowds, those peak season tourists in Città Alta could be an issue. It really sounds like it rewards effort, particularly language effort, and someone comfortable with a pace that is maybe more locally focused than globally connected right on your doorstep.
Yes. Active engagement seems key to unlocking that community aspect.
The source paints such a lovely picture of daily life there, does it not? Church bells, espresso at a cafe, wandering markets or the city walls, balancing work and leisure, weekends outdoors, those unique local events. Food is culture.
The rhythm is gentle and that La Dolce Vita, the sweet life, is not just a cliche, but an everyday experience woven into the city's fabric.
So we have really dug deep into Bergamo using this Magic Towns guide. It is clearly a city rich in history with that unique split personality, strong community potential, but also some very real practical points for expats to weigh up.
It definitely offers a unique mix. That serene, historic beauty of Città Alta contrasting with the practical energy down in Città Bassa, plus the great connections, airports, trains, and being close to Milan, and nature, and generally solid infrastructure.
We have seen the strengths: healthcare access for most needs, transport links, good air quality, solid economy, community spirit, and also the areas needing thought. Those specific healthcare gaps, transport frequency dips, potentially gray winters.
If you are seriously considering Bergamo, the guide really positions it as a rewarding place, but for those who are willing to meet it on its own terms, you know, engage with its character, its pace, its language.
What really stands out to you after going through all this?
Well, here is a final thought. Bergamo's history is literally embedded in its walls. For you as a potential expat, how much is the appeal about just appreciating that past, looking at the beautiful old stones, and how much is it about actively participating in building your future there within the modern city? Especially by engaging with that close-knit community and, crucially, its language.
That is a great question to mull over as you consider your own Italian dream. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Bergamo.
Thanks for listening to this Magic Towns Italy audio guide. If you found it helpful, don't forget, you've got access to dozens more guides, plus full town filters, insider data, and our AI assistant to help you explore further. See you in the next episode.